97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Don't forget the voter guide is up on the website, 971talk.com. You can get to it on your mobile device. You can get to it on your computer. You can print it. Can take it with you. It explains, in my view, all of these amendments and the proposition that are on the ballot statewide in Missouri. Obviously, one of them is Amendment 3, which is the abortion amendment, for lack of a better term. They would call it reproductive health care. I don't think that's the correct way to phrase that. But there's so much in here that you need to know. It's about so much more than just abortion. And I've asked Attorney Kim Mathis to join us this morning and kind of give us her point of view on it. Kim, good morning to you.
Hi, Mark. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Great to talk to you, and thank you for giving us a few minutes today.
Well, I'm happy to call and talk to you about this. I'm an attorney that practices in the area of constitutional law, and most of the cases I've worked on involving constitutional law actually address the Missouri Constitution, not so much the federal Constitution. So I'm very familiar with what happens when the Missouri Constitution is changed, and that's what I think I can talk to you about today.
Yeah.
The amendment is, this isn't a law that we're passing per se. The constitutional amendment will essentially become part of our Missouri Constitution if it passes. And what it does is it does not allow our legislature, our Missouri House and Senate and governor to touch abortion. That's essentially what it does. And it also doesn't allow our regulators, our Missouri Department of Health, to touch abortion. And so we are taking a representative democracy and just scrapping it in the name of abortion. So I think that's important for everyone to understand. This is not just passing a law. They could have just ended the ban. They could have gone back to, you know, the abortion industry that paid for the initiative petition could have gone back to Roe versus Wade era laws in Missouri where we had very limited abortions, but they didn't. They went a lot further, and I think I can comment on some of those things today and explain how that is happening.
Yeah,
if this passes.
Yeah. Well, and how much further does it go? Well, I mean, would it make Missouri one of the most liberal in the country when it comes to this issue?
I wouldn't say what I would say. It would be the most liberal. There are only maybe two other states. I think the District of Columbia, which isn't a state, obviously, but the District of Columbia, and I think Maryland, are the only two states that would be similar to Missouri if this passes.
Wow.
What I know you mentioned, obviously, maybe some people think this is just a bill that if it were signed, it would be a law that the House and Senate could potentially overturn. This would be enshrining it into our state constitution. Are there other misconceptions that you often hear people talk about as it relates to Amendment 3?
Absolutely. The first misconception is what you're going to see on your ballot. Okay, when we elected Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft, we elected him to do a job, and one of those jobs is to summarize amendments that come before him, summarize initiative petitions. So people run around, they get signatures, and understand these people are paid by the abortion industry to do this. The pro-life industry doesn't have this kind of money because they aren't earning any money with their position. But the abortion industry has the money to run around and get, you know, signatures. Once that comes in, the Secretary of State summarizes it. And I actually have a copy in front of me of what our Secretary of State wrote that would have been on our ballot if the abortion industry hadn't taken him to court to sue him over his language.
Yeah, read it.
So his language says, do you want the Missouri Constitution to, and he has four bullet points. There are five that are currently on here. He wrote, allow for dangerous, unregulated, and unrestricted abortions from conception to live birth without requiring a medical license or potentially being subject to medical malpractice. Second, nullify longstanding Missouri law protecting the right to life, including but not limited to partial birth abortion. Third, allow for laws to be enacted regulating abortion procedures after fetal viability while guaranteeing the right of any woman, including a minor, to end the life of their unborn child at any time, and require the government not to discriminate against persons providing or obtaining an abortion, potentially including taxpayer funding, question mark. That is how our Secretary of State that we elected summarized this amendment. That, I believe, is an accurate statement of what this amendment does. Now, it was rewritten by a judge, and it was determined that his language that he wrote was just too biased or sounded badly. So it's been rewritten, and there are things in the current ballot that, in my opinion as an attorney, don't reflect the actual words of the amendment. And so that's a real problem for someone like me, because we like to see things that line up. Okay.
Sure.
So you have a bunch of people going in to vote on a constitutional amendment, and they read the ballot, and it's got five sentences. The actual amendment they're voting on, though, unbeknownst to them, is a full single-spaced page containing, you know, a lot more than five sentences. And so I can talk a little bit about how the official ballot language is different than the actual amendment, if you'd like.
Yeah, before I run out of time, I also want to get your comments on what else it would do, as in, you know, is it giving people permission? Is it taking away parental rights on child
Absolutely.
Transitions? And, well, that's a big one right there.
Well, okay, let me read what the actual language says. The right to reproductive freedom includes, but is not limited to. Okay, includes, but is not limited to. Prenatal care, childbirth, postpartum care, birth control, abortion care, miscarriage care, and respectful birthing conditions. It doesn't list a hysterectomy. It doesn't list genital changes, but it says including but not limited to. So the question will be up to our most likely Missouri Supreme Court or potentially our Western District Court of Appeals. And by the way, the Western District Court of Appeals rewrote Secretary of State Ashcroft's ballot language.
Right.
So it would go to the same court that rewrote his ballot language to decide whether reproductive freedom and reproductive health care includes those things. As an attorney, I'm uncomfortable with that because I believe it will. Now, it's not listed here, but you have to understand when you practice law and you're looking at such a broad statement, it's extremely broad here. I would be hard pressed to be able to advise a client of mine that you know the court would fall on the side of, you know, deciding that transitioning care is not included in reproductive care.
Wow. Well, I would strongly encourage, Kim, people to go read through this. I've tried to preach the how important it is that people be informed before they walk into the booth to vote on all these things. And thank you for giving me a little bit more clarity on it this morning. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And I'd love to get you back on maybe next week, and we can
talk a little bit more about what actually happened with Amber Thurman, who died because she was given an abortion.
No, absolutely. Why don't we plan that?
I'd like to talk to you about that, because her name's come up quite a bit, and she would have been okay in Missouri, you know, until Amendment 3 passes, and she might have died, you know, if she were in Missouri after Amendment 3 passes. So I'd like to talk to you about that specifically, because her story is quite interesting. She died from a medication abortion, actually.
Well, we'll try to get it scheduled for one day next week and spend a little bit more time on this. Kim, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right. Sure.
All right. Yeah, you bet. Attorney, a constitutional attorney, Kim Mathis there, who's read this thing, and there's a lot of loopholes in it that you're not going to see when you read through it the first time. And you need to understand how dangerous it is, because it is.
Get more at 971talk.com.